I'm Christian Zadek, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. I love those words. And when I sing them over myself, I declare something true. I belong to God. I am not bound to fear. And yet, all I have to do is open an app on my phone, hear a story from a distant land, or right around the corner, take a look at my bank account, get a call from the doctor's office, and it happens. I'm afraid. I get really frustrated by this, but I suspect it's practically universal for those of us who follow Jesus. We are set free from fear. We know it in our minds, and we even experience that freedom, resting on the promises of God rather than giving in to the pull of fear when we consider the frailty of our existence. We experience that freedom, and it's amazing. But sometimes, we still become afraid. I hope I'm learning how to spend more of my life trusting in God and less of my life in the grip of fear. Fear is not our portion as believers, but sometimes it is still our reality. So what do we do with this? The next time you're afraid, rather than trying to dig your way out of it or come up with a solution in your own strength, spend some time reflecting on the character of God, who He is. The more we know who God is, the less we have to be afraid of. In Matthew chapter 5, Jesus begins his Sermon on the Mount, a passage which many argue serves as an outline to the way of Jesus, the new wine, how one goes about following Jesus as Lord. He begins this sermon with 9 statements, redefining what it means to be blessed in the age of the new covenant. Consider one of those statements now, Matthew 5, 9. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called children of God. Our God is the author of peace, and He invites us to be peacemakers. Throughout the Gospels, Jesus has a lot of conversations with people about what it means to be a child of God. When Jesus talks about God, He calls Him Father. There's a lot we can draw from that idea, but Jesus sometimes brings up this particular facet of the child-parent relationship. Good children are obedient to their parents. They imitate their parents. A good child seeks to emulate the behavior of their father. They love what the father loves and seek what the father seeks. A child of God looks like God. In other words, when peacemaking is a priority to you, when you put in the effort to intentionally make peace through your life, you are exhibiting the character of God. Some of us tend to see God in a different light, as though He's the author of violence rather than peace. But according to Jesus, that perspective is incorrect. A child of God looks like God. When we are peacemakers, we are doing what God does. God is the author of peace. Think about all that peace can mean. Peace is the opposite of war. It's the opposite of violence. That's an important aspect of God's character. He isn't seeking to violently destroy. He's seeking to do the opposite of that. And you and I are invited into that same intention. Peace can also mean harmony. Things like unity and fellowship can be outgrowths of peace between people. And things like hatred, hostility, schism, these are the opposite of peace. Look around your world. Who is out there creating division? And where do you see the fruit of unity and fellowship? When we live in ways that lead to harmony, we are peacemakers. And that matters to God. Sowing division is the opposite of making peace. We should remember that in this divided age. In another sense, peace means rest and tranquility. To be at peace might mean you're in a state of calm, a state of serenity. These are beautiful descriptors, especially when we are so given to fear. Anxiety, turmoil, states we often find ourselves inhabiting, whether we like to admit it or not, these are the opposite of peace, the opposite of what children of God should be putting out into the world. According to Matthew 5:9, your life is emblematic of blessing when you are a peacemaker. Take a moment to reflect on the places where you experience peace and the places you experience the opposite. Ask God to come into those situations and remind you of His character. Perhaps you might even be bold enough to ask for an opportunity to make peace, to put peace out into the world. That might mean inhabiting a space that's presently full of turmoil, division, or even hostility. But if God calls you to make peace, He will enable you to do it. and you'll find that you look more and more like your father. The Daily Thread is a podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.